have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win.
You are a winner. Yes, you are. You are indeed a winner, especially if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. See, there are no losers in the body of Christ. So hello, everybody. Hey, I'm glad that you're with me today. I give God the praise for you. And I just know that we're going to have some more things to talk about because we are constantly conquering, overcoming. We are working in our gifts and our vision. We are working under the anointing. Hey, listen, I want you to be bold. I want you to take risks. I want you to live life freely. I want you to lead by example. I want you to trust your gut. And I want you to say what you feel. Face it and then make it. They used to say fake it till you make it. No, face it until you make it. All right? So that's what I want to encourage you today to do. I'm Loretta Petit, by the way. I'm your facilitator and host of this Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And we certainly do give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Here's our scripture for today, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. It says, to be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And guess what, guys? Keep doing it because your labor is not in vain. Let us pray. Father, we come now to thank you for today. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. We surrender to you. Have your way, Lord. Use these lips and speak. Somebody is waiting for an answer. Somebody's needing some hope. Somebody's looking for some light, God. I thank you today that they have found the right podcast. Dear God, we give you praise now. Bless my guest on today. And Lord God, a special blessing for my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. And, of course, Mr. Jerry Royce, we thank you. And the entire team, the Elation Magazine and Radio family, praise the Lord. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and thank God, thank God, thank God. Again, everybody, thank you for joining us here on the Women Winning Pod, and we believe, amen, that God's got so much more in store than we even recognize at this moment. If we continue to walk the way God wants us to walk, if we continue to believe the way God wants us to believe, I'm telling you, there is so much more in store. But when we struggle to handle what we have, then, of course, that kind of stays God's hand, because if we don't get it at this level, it just doesn't make any sense to bring us to a greater level, right, with more responsibility. No, God wants us to get it at the level where we are, and through that faith and through that work, because we know faith without works is dead. Now, through that faith and through that work, God can elevate, amen, and that's what he wants to do. So welcome to this. And as you know, our month-long focus is perseverance. Perseverance to be steadfast, of course, despite your obstacles, we all have them. Despite your difficulty, we all have it. And despite any kind of delay, a delay is not necessarily a denial. So persevere, my friend. This is the month of June. I want to give a shout out to all of you holding your marriages together. Oh, yes, indeed. I'm just so excited for you. And if this is your week when you celebrate your anniversary, happy anniversary to you. To all of you celebrating birthdays, happy, happy birthday to you. This is, of course, the month when many of our two-faced friends were born. Okay, I'm just being funny here. You know the Gemini say two-faced, right? But anyway, this is the month, of course, for all of you that's celebrating with this beautiful birth flower as being the rose and your birthstone being the pearl and the moonstone and an alexandrite stone. So, yes, happy birthday to you guys. What do we celebrate in the month of June? We look at, of course, this is the National Give a Bunch of Balloons Month. This is National DJ Month. You know, I used to be a DJ, so hey, all right, National DJ Month, and, of course, African American Music Appreciation Month. And when I saw that, I thought about how much I love music coming up in my time period. I'm not going to call out the year because I'm going to date myself, and I don't want to do that for many of you who may think I sound younger, so I'm not going to mess up that big. I'm not. So, yes, it's African American Music Appreciation Month. It's also today, June the 10th, it's National Iced Tea Day. and National Black Cow Day. Now, National Black Cow Day is where we recognize the ice cream float. Many of you youngsters may not know anything about that root beer float, that Coca-Cola float, that ice cream float, but that's what National Black Cow Day is all about. I love talking about historical things. I love illuminating and shedding light on things that may once was a big hit and now has kind of been swept to the side, but it's still so beautiful in my eyes. I like to, you know, illuminate. So thank you for bearing with me, and happy Father's Day to all of you fathers celebrating on the 20th of this month. Happy Father's Day, especially to those who go over and above, whether they're with the mother or not, but they go over and above to see the stars in their children's eyes, to see the joy in their smile, to just see the child excited and child well cared for, and to see that child have a place to sleep, have good food to eat. Hats off to those good dads. Hats off to you, and happy Father's Day in advance. So having gotten all the preliminaries out of the way, I just want to present to you today a woman that I just love so much. Don't get a chance to talk to her often. Actually, probably haven't spoken to her, heard her voice in a while. I mean, years, guys, but she's left such a positive impression on me. She's always been a sweetheart. And whenever I see her getting a little bold in herself, I kind of smile because I'm like, she's real sweet. She's a real sweet girl. And she's not that much younger than me, but she is younger than me. But she's a sweetheart. And so on today, I want to present her. She is in the Houston, Texas area. And she is from New Orleans. She works in the oil and the gas industry now, and she's active in her church. So please receive at this time, I believe she's minister. I don't know if she's elder yet, not sure. But Sabrita Scott Harris. Come on in, Sabrita. Are you there? Uh-oh. She didn't make it in? Oh, my God.
I'm here.
Okay, hey, Sabrita. Yes. So, Sabrita, we're going to talk a little bit about, your journey. Like I said, my focus this month is perseverance, but we want to talk a little bit about your journey. When I think, met you some years ago, I always thought you were much younger than what you are, because you just had, you know, you still do have that youthful appearance. And you were talking older person's talk, you know, like you had some understanding of life and, you know, whatever. But you was always so sweet about it. You were just always a sweet, sweet person. And I for one, really appreciate that. I'm not one to flatter people, and I don't brown nose. And I know somebody, like a dear friend of mine right now, Sophia, is saying, I know that's right. But when a person is kind and good and loving and they have certain attributes, you give them their flowers while they're here to smell them. That's the way I look at life. So Sabrita, mm-hmm. talk to us about your journey to now. Tell us who you were and the path that you are on now.
Wow, that's a great question. And you have me crying and almost laughing at the same time. Oh, my God. You're so sweet. I love you so, so, so much. Oh, my God. Thank you, my friend. I love you so, so much. Wow.
By the way,
and yes, I will.
I just got a note before you answer that question. Uh-huh. I just got a note from Sophia. She said, yep, Sabrita is still beautiful. I bought her book.
Thank you so much. Yay. Thank you, Sophia. I appreciate you, my love. Thank you so, so much. Yes, ma'am. I will be 52 on June 20th on Father's Day. And
oh,
yes,
wow.
That sign is Gemini. Thank you. I try not to live my life by the stereotype.
No, yeah, I understand that.
Best.
And
yes.
Well, happy early birthday to you, Sabrita.
Thank you.
Happy early birthday.
You.
Yeah, so,
so what was
your upbringing like? You're from New Orleans and our beautiful city here. So you're not here now. I wonder what that was like, too. But give me just a little peep of what your life was like coming up on the streets of New Orleans. Talk to me.
Ooh. Coming up on the streets of New Orleans.
Just give me
yes,
a high point.
Lord.
Give me a high point in your life. It could be 6 years old.
Yes.
It could be 12. Well, it could be 16. Just give me one of those high points.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a single family home, a single mother. I didn't know my dad when I was growing up, and I always wanted to get to know who my dad was. I grew up in church. You know, I lived the life in and out of church, doing my thing. And I felt like I did all those things because I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I was looking for a father figure. And the Lord had to remind me once I came out of that sinful lifestyle that I was living in, and he pulled me out of that lifestyle and started showing me love, he let me know that he is my father and I don't have to, you know, worry about my life without my dad. But then he also allowed me to meet my dad in 1988. Oh. So I met my dad. We had 10, 11 years together. I believe it was in 1999 that he actually had a stroke. It was a pretty massive stroke, and that just devastated me. At the time, I was a divorced mother of three. I was a student at Southern University at New Orleans in accounting, and I was also in a ministerial preparatory alliance program preparing to become a minister. So this happened, devastated me, and that kind of hindered my grades in school and different things like that. But I got it together. I had a great circle of people praying for me, pulling for me, you know, praying for me and with me. And we made it through. My father did pass away in 2004, I believe it was. But I just thank God for the opportunity to have that relationship with him. God spared his life because he had a 6 bypass surgery in June of 88, and I met him in November of 88. So I say that God spared his life just so that I can have the opportunity to meet him.
God heard your prayer.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So that was very, very great. They were a very great experience for me.
Okay, so let's fast forward. Katrina came by, and we all had to leave. And so somehow you ended up in Texas on the flip side of Katrina, and you stayed there. So talk to me about that.
Well, we initially evacuated to Memphis with our 3 days worth of clothes because we thought that all we needed was 3 days worth of clothes.
Everybody.
Once we found out, right, exactly. And so once we found out that we weren't going back home, my husband's company called him and said, hey, our building is damaged in New Orleans, but we have a job for you here in Houston if you'd like to take it. And he was on the phone, and I'm smiling ear to ear, and he said yes. And so we drove to Houston over Labor Day weekend, and we got there. They took care of us. We got to the hotel. They already had it set up for us, and they moved us to a different hotel. And then in March of 2006, I got the job at the company that I'm working for now, and it has just been a tremendous blessing over these years. I just truly thank God for it, yes.
So are you minister, you elder, what are you?
I'm still minister because I still hold on to that ministerial alliance license dearly that I received from Greater St. Stephen. So, yes, I'm still a minister. I'm in between. Well, we were at one church here, and they were familiar with Greater St. Stephen. So we were able to continue on our ministerial practices there. And now we've transitioned to a different church. So we're just in different processes, different ministries and things like that. But, yes, I still go by minister. Amen.
Okay, great. And so now you're also an author. Talk to me about that journey and why.
Yes.
What happened to you that you want to become an author? And tell us the kind of books you've written.
Okay. When I was a little girl, I had always written poetry. And I also had this vivid imagination. And I would think of things and make up stories, and then I would write these short stories, and if I had the opportunity to present them, most of the time it was in elementary school, But I never thought that I would write a book. But people would always say, "You are a writer. You ought to write a book." Well, I ended up doing more poetry. And in 2008, I was presented with the opportunity to do a spoken word. And so I began to present my poetry at church. And I did that for so many years. And then people started saying, "Hey, you need to put your poems in a book." And the Holy Spirit had already impressed upon my heart to put my poems in a book and on a CD. I haven't done a CD yet, but he impressed upon my heart to do this book. And I had all kind of opportunities and different types of writing sessions with different people. But then one day, the Holy Spirit told me what to do. So I started doing the things that he told me to do for the book, but then I stopped. I stopped doing it. For about 2 years, seemed like maybe a year and a half. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, so he's not going to always push you to do what you're supposed to do. When it's time for you to really, really get it done, you can't hold back anymore. One day I was sitting on a sofa at my house, and I just literally felt the Holy Spirit just push me out of my seat. And I ran upstairs to the computer and finished the book. I already knew how many poems were supposed to go in this book. And I already had the poems picked out and everything. So it was a fairly easy process after that. I even had my best friend to do the cover for my book. And the title of this book is Lyrics from My Soul by Sobrita Lady Breezy Harris. And you can get this book on Amazon. The second book is, I was a co-author in this particular book. I write a lot of, I guess it would call blogs, and I have a Facebook page called Let Me Encourage You as I Encourage Myself. That's going to be a book eventually. But the book that I actually had the opportunity to write a chapter in is called Courage to Serve, and it is by the Women of Embrace Ministries 365. The title of the chapter that I wrote in this book is called Fulfill Your Purpose.
Awesome.
And also I have a marriage book coming up soon with my husband and myself. So that's in the works.
That's a beautiful thing, Sabria. Well, praise God for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did you have a poem prepared that you wanted to share with us today?
Oh, I can definitely share one of my poems, one of my favorite poems.
Well, all right.
I can definitely do that. Okay, it is called Peace, that tranquil place where calmness dwells, where silence envelops all thoughts, and from the serene surroundings, the heart swells. As mindless thoughts bring uninhibited pleasure, the troubles of the day stand still. For the joys that spring forth, there is no measure. Basking in the harmony of the wind as it freely blows, the nostrils inhale nature's healthy aroma, and peaceful plethora of nothingness flows. Where there is no need for understanding, where reason doesn't matter, where solace is expanding and grief and disappointment are disbanding, lying still and enjoying the meadows of cheerfulness. No worries, no cares, no fears, no tears, no interruptions, no disruptions, no eruptions of yelling, of disagreements, of uneasiness, of conflicts, of displeasures. Where there's a sigh of relief, of quietness, of love for God, of love for self, of love for health, of love for wealth, where all the heart's treasures abide, peace, that sweet, comfortable, heavenly domain, a place where that a realm that's beyond any and all comprehension, a place where bliss, placidity, and relaxation reign. May the peace of God consume your heart and your mind and take you to places so divine that only He can. May you experience peacefulness where no chaos, turmoil can find. Peace.
Peace. Shalom. That's beautiful.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Absolutely beautiful. Huh?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was absolutely beautiful. Okay, so so you have a book of poetry, and then you are a collaborator in this chapter writing with other sisters. Yes, I did a book like that myself. With a lady. She probably lives in Texas. I don't really know. I never met her. But she she talked to me over the phone one day, and she says, "Oh, my God, you're just the kind of spirit I'm looking for. Could you write a chapter in this women's book?"
Oh.
I think it was called 40 Plus and Fabulous.
Oh,
I think
wow.
that's the name of the book, 40 Plus and Fabulous.
All right.
And so I wrote a chapter in that book, too. And one of the other ladies who's in that book that you may know, she has passed away now, but she played maybe Catherine Chancellor on one of the soaps.
Okay. Yeah,
so she wrote a chapter in the book too.
Awesome.
And so I'm like, whoa,
wow.
Okay, I'm in good company here, huh?
Yes, absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah, so So God is good, and of course he always has a place for us to land, and he has, you know, people out there who are looking for what we've got, because he's given all of us something special, and we are not to sit down on it. So that's why I applaud you. You're stepping out, and the words that you are writing may seem like mere words to one, but it seems like the answer to somebody else, you know. And we have got to just trust God, release what he has told us to release, and is going to find the hearts of those who need it the most. So you keep on pushing it, you keep on talking about it, and you keep on sharing, because I know that the Lord uses what is in one person to change the life of another person. That's how we all got to where we were. Somebody intercede, and somebody lived the life before us. Somebody spoke into our lives. Somebody drug us with them to church. Somebody set us down at a women's meeting, and they were talking life, and they were talking light, and they were talking future. They were talking opportunity, and we just got ignited. So we all got here on the backs of somebody else. So that's why I'm saying keep on keeping on, and may God continue to bless you to continue to birth forward. I like that.
Amen.
I might write about that. Birth forward, honey.
Birth
that's
forward.
Right.
I love it.
Amen. Yeah, don't hold it in. Birth it. Somebody else is going to grab it, and they're going to birth as well, and somebody's going to grab that, and they're going to birth as well. So, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, yes, ma'am, Ms. Sabrina, as we prepare to close on today, I want you to – I keep getting spam calls, so please excuse the interruptions if you're hearing anything. I want you to let us know what you feel are like your top three driving forces in your life. I know we like to, you know, we're going to say God. We're not going to say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We're going to say God. Amen. Let that be one.
Amen.
And tell me two other things that really like kind of drive your life. I know you probably have a list of 10, but just give me two more.
I would say my passion. My passion, and I know that the passions that I have are God-given, especially as it relates to people, especially as it relates to evangelism, that call, and then my passion to write, my passion to serve, and my passion to love. You know, it's important for me to see other people happy or filled with joy. And I normally tend to gravitate towards people who are sad or downhearted, so that I can minister to them and give them an encouraging word to build them up and to allow them to see that with God they can have the joy that he is trying to give to them if they will just open up and let him in. And so that's what drives me, the passion that I have to serve God and to serve his people with the gifts and the talents that he has blessed me with.
So God, your passion, and what else? And you said what?
Oh.
Your care for others, maybe?
My love for my family. We'll say the love for my family.
So God, passion, and
my
love.
My husband,
amen.
My children, sisters, brothers, yes.
And for other people, like you said, the downtrodden. You know, you
absolutely.
Draw to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So God, passion, and love. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so the last thing I'm going to ask you to do, well, I have two things. If you feel that there's something that you wanted to share that you have not had the opportunity to share it, you can now. And following that, I want you just to leave a word of encouragement for someone who may be listening today that may be dealing with some type of, halt. Sometimes they're in like a lull period. They're like, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. You know,
gotcha.
Just give them a little inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. One thing that I wanted to mention is that I grew up with low self-esteem. And I didn't know how to love myself. I didn't know how to be myself without hearing negativity from other people. And so that caused me to just not have confidence. But as I grew in the Lord, and as I realized the gifts that he has given to me, he's done those things to equip me and to qualify me for the call, for the purpose, and whatever else I have to do in life, that helped build my confidence. And so I just thank God, because since he has built my confidence, I just do what he's called me to do because he called me to do it. And so the thing that I want to leave as a word of encouragement, don't let anyone or any negativity stop you from doing what you are called to do. The thing that you are so passionate about and that thing that you know that God has called you to do, don't let anything stop you from doing that. People will always have their opinions and their criticism. So it's really up to us to decipher and discern who has our best interest at heart. So don't harbor what other people say. What matters is what God says. So keep God first in everything, everything you do.
Amen.
And remember that we are called and gifted to bless God's people, no matter the number, no matter who it is. There's somebody assigned to us, and we are assigned to someone. So let's focus on our assignment, and whomever it touches, it will touch. In Jesus' name.
Well, bless the Lord. Absolutely beautiful. So glad that you joined me on today, Sabrina. And I pray that God continues to lead you and guide you into greener pastures where you can, of course, produce even the more. So that is a woman winning at life, everybody. Absolutely a woman winning at life. So as we close on today, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. And I want to pause right here if there is a question on the floor, if someone would like to call in and ask a question, or if you have a comment. I'm going to give you that phone number right now, which I really kind of like should have had right here before me. But it's okay. It's okay. If you have a question or a comment, you may call us at 646-564-9842. Again, 646-564-9842. We are at the end of our podcast on today, preparing to close out, but I wanted to pause to give you that opportunity. And I want to say to all of the graduates, happy next chapter. Many of you are going on to a new, just a new environment. You're going off to college. You're going to stay in the dorms or with relatives in another city or state. Your next chapter, you're going on into adulthood. Walking on into the sunset. Hey, listen, I want you to know that we are covering graduates and praying for graduates on our Monday night prayer call, and we just want you to go out there, put your best foot forward, do your best, and be your best. So let me check with my producer to see if we had any callers to call in, and if not, we're just going to go right on to the door and close out for today. All right, no callers on the line. All right, so as we close, here's what I want to drop in your spirit. The greatest oak was once a little nut who held its ground. That big, strong oak tree was once a little nut who held its ground. So be encouraged by that, because if you feel that you're just a little nut, I want you to hold your ground, because God's got an oak in you. Hey, listen, as we leave, my name is Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I thank God for you, my producer, Kimmy Kim, and I thank God for you, my guest today, Minister Sabrina Harris.
Thank you.
Listen, God is good, and God is good to you and to me all of the time. This is a thankful Thursday, and by God's grace, we all can be winners at life. Hallelujah. Amen. We all can be winners, especially if we're in Jesus Christ. We have been deemed winners. If you're on the outside looking in, I hope that you make Jesus your choice. Hey, grab a Bible from somebody. Ask them to read to you Romans 10, 9 and 10. Let that be your beginning scriptures to getting to know who Jesus is. Until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. Bye-bye and enjoy your day.
There's a fight going on.